A Facebook page called Monroe County Elections is causing concern among Monroe County Election Board members. Republican Representative William Ellis says the page could have been assumed to be official when it wasn't. Ellis spoke in yesterday's board meeting.
One of the things we always have to watch out for in any type of elections is you have a quasi-looking official page. If you have an individual not related to election officials, there could be a lot of misinformation put up on there and people can imply. And I'm sure Clerk Brown does not want any implications that the county's endorsing a candidate.
The page has been deleted, but by whom is still a question. Ellis and Democratic Representative Carolyn Vanderweel were concerned the page might have been created by county offices or personnel. Chief Technology Officer Eric Evans told election board members on Tuesday night he's found no evidence of government employee involvement so far.
I spent a significant amount of time investigating this.
Okay, appreciate that.
A significant amount of time investigating this. I was not able to find any proof that it was done on a county computer. However, there's a lot of different threads that need to be pulled before you can come to a clear conclusion that that was the case. But I was not able to find any evidence that it was done on county computers or county cell phones or anything of that nature.
And this includes both the actual management of the page and the deletion of it, correct?
That is true, yes.
Okay.
County Attorney Jeff Cockrell told the board that county attorneys are working to find the Facebook page's administrator, but they will need more information from Facebook. Speaking to the public, Ellis and Monroe County Clerk Nicole Brown emphasized that maintaining election integrity is an ever-present concern for their offices.
I just want you all to know we take that seriously. Integrity and election meddling, so to speak, can take many forms, and that's why this is serious for, I think, all three of us.
And one of the things that we spoke about this morning when we had some time in the courthouse was the fact that even though elected officials run in a particular party, the office of the clerk in particular is nonpartisan, and so we don't even talk about politics.
In other business, Election Supervisor Karen Wheeler said that replacement ballots are on order for ballots that had errors. She said some ballots lack the write-in line for Secretary of State candidates. The Green Party and the Pirate Party each have certified write-in candidates for the Secretary of State position. Wheeler says the new ballot was put in place Monday.
At this point, we have postcards ready to be sent out, and that is going to be given to all the voters that have voted early. For if you've had a mailed ballot and you've sent it in already, you'll get a postcard. If you have overseas or military, that'll go out through email. And anyone that voted Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday last week will get a notice. And then they will have an ability, if they want a new ballot, they can have a replacement ballot given to them.
Wheeler said those who have voted and didn't want to vote for a write-in candidate for Secretary of State don't need to take any action. Also this week, the Monroe County Elections Board reviewed 4 disputed absentee ballot applications. Of the 4, 3 were rejected because the signatures on the applications did not match the voters' signature records. In the case of 1 rejected request from Boston, Massachusetts, Board Member Carolyn Vanderweel said the signature was merely a squiggle. In addition, the voter had 4 different signatures on file, none of which matched. Board Member William Ellis said the board's action does not mean the absentee voters are prevented from voting.
And to be clear for the public, this does not mean these people are not allowed to vote. This just means the absentee ballot application has some errors that's been challenged, and that's what we're ruling on, whether this absentee ballot request, the absentee ballot will be sent to them, or do we tell them there's an error, please request it again and correct those errors.
The state's website, www.in.gov, lists criteria for voting by absentee ballot. The last day to request an absentee ballot is October 29th. Election Day is November 6th.